The Answer to My Prayers, narrated by Leo Horn for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Answer to My Prayers by Lena Gustafsson. The lemon filled my hand. It felt hot from the sun. I slowly let my thumb slide over the smooth lemon peel, letting it fall into place in the basket. It was half full already with all kinds of citrus fruits. The tree's beautiful stiff leaves released a fresh smell as I grabbed them lightly to get my hands on the fruit. Of course, it was the flowers that truly were the masters of fine scent. I closed my eyes. I thanked the Father for this wonderful scent that was being so generously shared with me without demanding anything in return. A bee flew past and landed determinedly on the flower right in front of my eyes. I watched it fumbling around and touching the flower's silky matte petals. It disappeared into the deep middle a short while before flying away, buzzing to itself while carrying its prize of rich powdery pollen. During my time as a young novice, nature's carefree way of uniting had made things difficult for me. It disturbed me and worried me. The flowers opened themselves shamelessly and flaunted themselves. There were sexual interactions everywhere, plainly out in the open. It pulled and tore at my body. I was only a young lad with hot bodily functions. The nights were filled with dreams where my phallus bulged out and was stiff as a board. It exploded out cum as I wriggled powerlessly. But that was a long time ago now. The rough monk habit caressed my naked feet. The coarse fabric was, in a way, a sign for my body and my life. I tried being faithful to the spiritual path and found the peace I'd been looking for. I looked out over the monastery walls. A dark cloud was drifting in from the ocean. The sun threw silver against a falcon that silently flew through the air with quick wing strokes towards the rock face. Without realizing it, I shuddered at the sight of the bird. I bent down and grabbed my basket, getting ready to leave the monastery garden. That's when I saw him. His steely eyes locked themselves on me, long before I met his gaze. He stood by the red rose tree looking a little puzzled and lost in unfamiliar clothing. It was just his gaze that wasn't shy. It actually felt as if he had been waiting for me forever. And there I was, waiting, calmly and patiently. I had difficulty gathering my thoughts during Mass. Irrelevant questions keep popping up in my head during the hymns. For example, what is his name? Where is he now? Of course we hadn't talked together. The rules of conversation were very strict. During the meal I could just see the new brother from the corner of my eye, but I avoided his gaze, even though I felt the threads of invisible silk unite us, soul to soul.